At the Kids Court Head Start Center in East Anchorage, 4-year-old Christian Wright is working hard to remember his shapes and colors.
Squares.
Very good. Those are squares. Okay, what color are they?
Red, yellow, blue.
Knuckle bump it, dude. You got it. All right, now.
Minus the fist bumping, it's part of the curriculum that Kevin Moore, a teacher at the Kids Court Muldoon Center in Anchorage, uses every day. These are experiences that help children develop the higher level thinking that creates the foundation for reading, math, and science. And they're experiences that low-income children don't always have for many reasons. That's important because, according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation, brains develop most in the years leading up to kindergarten. Moore, or Mr. Kevin, as the kids like to call him, says besides colors and numbers, the school does a whole lot of other stuff.
A range of social skills, interacting with each other. We work on social studies where they know things about themselves and other people in the community. Science, as I mentioned, literacy and math.
Alaska is one of only two states where the percentage of preschool enrollment has decreased over the past decade, according to the Casey Foundation. Alaska also ranked 47th out of the 50 states for the percent of children enrolled in preschool. Researchers say 5 years ago, 39% of 3- and 4-year-olds were in preschool in Alaska. Today, that number has fallen to 34%. Head Start serves about 3,100 kids statewide and about 600 in Anchorage. Dirk Shoemaker is the executive director of the Anchorage Kids Corps Head Start program. He says there's always a long waiting list.
We know that when you look at the number of children in poverty who are eligible, we maybe serve half the eligible kids.
Studies show that children who attend high-quality preschools have higher test scores, lower enrollment in special education, and repeat fewer grades. Abby Hensley is the executive director of Best Beginnings, a public-private partnership that focuses on reading and early learning in Alaska. She was a member of an advisory team that helped set up a state-funded pilot preschool program in 2009 to reach children in 6 school districts where there was limited access to Head Start.
The idea was that as it was demonstrated to be effective, that there would be more money added so more children could participate. We had thought that additional money would be added each year. That's proven not to be the case.
State-funded preschools serve children in urban and rural communities across the state. But after 4 years, state funding has stayed flat, $2 million per year, keeping the program limited to about 200 kids. Hensley.
I hope that policymakers can really prioritize early childhood in a way that perhaps hasn't been done in the past. If we don't do a better job as a state in helping families help their kids be ready for school and beyond, then, you know, we're really not going to have that healthy, energetic, productive society that we want to have in the future.
Back at Head Start in East Anchorage, Mr. Kevin is working on comparing size with the kids.
To the smallest one. Can you do that? There's the biggest one. Uh-huh. Good. Oh, dude, you didn't even need my help.
The Kids Corps Head Start program in Anchorage costs around $7,500 per year per child. In rural Alaska, it can cost as much as $13,000. That money comes mostly from the federal government. The state pays about 20%. Statewide, the wait list for Head Start preschool is about 1,200 kids.
Dude, you got it, man. All right, knuckle bump.
In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.